Mamshech on the letzten Nekude. At the end of Noida Alila, we start off with a gewaltige Medish. The Medish has just a chadar over the place of Shana Oka. To go weiter, the Schlafen durch, where it's negeet the Oka. Shek HaPosk in Tillim. Lechu Chazu Milvach Alishem Noida Alila Bnei Yodom. It's an Hoga from Noida Alila. Noida Alila means, the Medish says, we kids in Nimitz. Marshall, somebody walked into his house and he had to get in his pocket. And he tells his wife, mach me etwas zu trinken. So she makes him something, it's too warm, it's not cold, whatever it is. She takes it, does a vibe, and he throws the get in her face. See, she says, oh, so what are you telling me? It's because of the drink, you walk into the house with a get. So the other magician said, hey, the Father, the Torah was given, Father, we was created for 2,000 years. You must share with the Torah. The Torah says, Adam Kiyom is boiled. So what I do is I did this, I ate from the Yetzer Das. So the oh, I ate from the Yetzer Das, you're going to die. You yourself wrote that such a thing is amazing in the world. So why did... So this was the kind of from Adam Rishon, this was the kind of from Yosef. He says it was Ksayin is passing. By the way, I saw from Ksayin is passing, I saw I'm going to be sold to Paitifa, to the Soichlim, to Yishmaelim, to Mitzrayim. I saw right away all this. So what do you say? Because I did this. And I said, that's Mamash Alilah. Everything was pre-planned. The same thing, Klai Yisrael Tainis, when they get to Yitzis Mitzrayim, when Moshe Rabbeinu Tainis, Shivna Amorim, it's Noir Alila, it's Noir Alila. So what's the terrace, what's the get out for? So before we go to the, Chazar over the Yisrael, I want to tell you, Amorim de Gazach, I saw in the Sefer, there was somebody, Sfarish HaChacham, his name is Rabbi Tzion Koyin. It was Niftin Tov Shalamet Beis, he wrote 5-6 for him, the Mamish masterpiece, everyone. He says, Gavaldik Yerushamayim Zachar. Renka as a fact aguta kasha. He says, take a look. Yitzis Mitzrayim was be'erich 3,000 years ago. More than 3,000 years ago. And for 3,000 years ago, from that time, from Yitzis Mitzrayim, every single year we celebrate Mata Yomtev. What happened from that 3,000 years until now? Viful golas, oh my God. Viful shchitas, viful harigis. How much? So we lost everything. Whatever we got from Yitzis Mitzrayim, we lost. We got Yitzis Mitzrayim, we got everything. We lost that all also. So these shachas and tayyis machayim was that we should make it up. I don't do Yitzis Mitzrayim. When we're still a Akati Kamata, you could say, Abdei Parianan. Well, where are we still in the Chalz? We're still in the Chalz in the Finster, the Bitter of Golis. We never got out. And you see, you have to be masked, it's the same. So the Chalz, it's the same. So I'm willing to take a Moshul. So after I say, he says a Moshul, it was an Oni. Oni that was working, his job is to take, to make cement. So to make cement, you have to dig into the ground, you have to pull out certain types of sands. So Mamish is avoid his pet. He make very little money, not too many people build with cement. Until he schleps it, until he gives it, he gives it to kids. The only gelit nazeifel, he was a tzabrochen a mensch. He made a few prutas every single day on that. And then his body was so cut up and so bruised. He never had money for medicines. He said, Mamish acholosh, akrankat, Mamish acholosh. And this was Mamish gefelach. This way he was living year after year. One day he was, some marshal, one day he said, he went, he dug inside, and he felt it upside. I don't get it that, except he heard a knack. So he goes, he digs it out, he says, oh, it's a treasure chest. Treasure chest, mamash, half full of a fella, he takes it right away. He sees what's his effort, he's what he got. So first he has to conceal, he has to hide it, and he puts it right onto his wagon. Then he realizes, Gavald, it's an Ali of a Kotzbe. Why? Because the government knows that, the government, anytime you have such a thing, anytime you find something, it belongs to the government. They take everything away. Now, if they're going to find out I'm a rich person, now they can take it with Ashish, they're going to throw me into a boil until I starve to death. What should I do over here? So he's thinking, what should he do? So he came over to Gvaldik the plan. Push the plan. He hid the whole thing in his house. No one chapped, and his wife, his kids, no one chapped anything. He concealed everything. Then he takes that one ring, and he goes over to the jeweler, the one that deals with those things, with jewelry. He goes into the kids. He says, I want to tell you, I want to ask you for a big favor. He says that he just got Birusha from his... From his wife's great-grandmother, she left over Tabas. This Tabas for his oldest daughter for Anadin. So he says, it's come the time now that you have to marry your Ruth. And I have to push it. I need it. So now, I don't know how much it's value. But tell me, what is the guy? I said, I never saw such a ring. Such a ring, because it was full of cats of his own rings. So it's worth a hundred now. He says, do me a favor. Let's work out a business deal. He said, let's work out a deal. How much would you, if you sell it, what we get? He says, okay. The guy says, listen, I'll sell it for a top price. The friends. So he said, I'll take 25% of the money and you'll get to 75. You're the buyer, you'll get 25%. He said, okay, that's a good deal. He says, but listen, I'm not feeling well. I have to go to a different city far away to get Mili de Rafur. He said, maybe give me a down payment. He says, nothing to talk about. So he gives him a tremendous amount of money for a down payment because he knew how much money he's going to make of this. Very good. So he gives him down payment. This person goes home. He tells his wife that Mamashi, he's not feeling well. He has to go. Thus, he has to go for Mili de Rafur. He gives her enough money. Where'd you get it? Berevach, he gives her the money to take care of the kids and the wife and the family. And then he goes for the Mili de Rafur. when he goes from middle to the full, he ate such good foods, and he gets hungry, so many medicines, till he became a gesunde mamish achepzer. And his attitude was so gewaldig. He came back to his house after about 2 weeks, and mamish was a gesunde mensch. He goes over to the mekla, so the guy says, yes, and that right away, he gives him the money, he sold it, and the guy was gewaldig. So what does he do? So he opens up a store. He opens up and takes the money, sends some to the store, and whatever he sold it, mamish, mamish, come out for a cost price, maybe a penny more. So everybody started to come to him. Meanwhile, every single day he took out one of the coins from the treasure chest, and he put it in like this, it was mafiach. No one knows really how much what, how much he invested in that. And every day more people came to him, he opened up bigger stores, he melted chain stores, everybody was coming and buying it, this and that, and everybody was buying it for kamat. So everybody was coming to him. So of course everybody's come to him, so everybody thought, oh, he's making a lot of money. Every day he took another coin, another coin, another coin, and he built himself up, mamish kiyad ha-melech. He got so much money, and he started building and investing, and this and that, until he became the reichest mensch in the stock. He was an osher muflig, and he was lending money, investing and buying, was haflog a fellow. One day somebody, a very respectable person, comes over to him and introduces himself. He says, I'm the Tsar of the Melech. And I have something to tell you privately. Maybe you want to come over to me? So he says, yeah. So he says, okay, we'll meet in a place. He meets with him in a private place. He tells him like this. The king is really going to declare war on the next Medina adjacent to us, right next to us. Now, they're a very, very weak army. But they have so much Ashiris over there, you can't be Matzli. And the Oitz of the Melech is a Yam. And the Melech, our king, wants to make sure that he's going to be Matzliach. So he's going to be Soicha, thousands of other soldiers from other countries. Today, capture over Medina one sets. And the king is willing that if you can pay for all this that he needs, for all the supplies he needs, for the whole Muhammad, so he says he's willing for every penny that you give him, he'll give you back double. You give him $100, give him 200. Give him $1 million, give him 2 million. Give him 10 million, give him 10, 20 million. Whatever you give, he'll give more. So the person says, okay, let me just think about it. Meanwhile, this person, as the years that he became, he was a rich person until his name got out in the veld. What he used to do was every day, every year, that day, when he found the treasure, he made a suda. And he invited everybody, said, this was the day that I started opening up the stores, I started being matzliach, but he never told anybody about the treasure chest. And this thing, he had celebrated this for years and years and years. Meanwhile, he has to contemplate. She makes this cheshbon, should I do this with the sign or not? Kinnitzrik, yeah, no, tzrik. And he decided, okay, he'll do it. So he sends a message to the sign. He wants to speak to him. The sign comes down. They meet in a private place. He says, okay, the king is ready. You know, Mavato, get the togaza is exit. He says, okay, how much money this is? He told him, not only any, I'll give you, you can't be masik, because he wants to get double. So he went and he said, he sold all his stuff, he made everything into money. No one had already who was the owner of what stores, he just sold everything. So he took all his money, not only that, but he borrowed money, and he had a tremendous amount of money, and the sign made up a day, where he should bring everything in the secret, oh, you think you should go this way, and he said, fine. 2 weeks later, he starts out on his journey to give the sign money. All of a sudden, he sees there's a log on the road, and the horse and wagon, he goes, he has to make a detour. He makes a detour. They take him, they break his bones, and they take away the whole money. Take everything. He realized what had happened to him as he's come as a letter. That's what the Tsar planned. The Tsar never did this. He did this to take away all my whole Ashiris. Either the king did it, the Tsar did it. Ooh, he was eating some broch. By the time he gets back to the house, he was mamshin gans and sablutik. He says he was robbed, everything before, you know. A few days later, this person he had to pay chayv, and that chayv he didn't have. Everything was taken back, and he was back where he started from. All his ashiris was lost. But cool, mamash akkadat, exactly the way he was. And he started to come again. He started digging for the ground to pull out zach. Fine. One day he comes into shul. I guess he used to sit in the back. Then he got the mizach. Now he's back in the back. Now he takes out a flush of mashke. He says, today is the day, the anniversary of the day that I changed my life, and he gives everybody l'chaim. So Allah lachem for them. So he says, why are you laughing? He says, Abish, when you were rich, you made a suda at this day. Hashteich, I'm sorry, can I get back where you started from? He says, Hashteich. What happened then? And then I was at the bottom of the barrel. I was the lowest shayach. What happened? I became so rich, and I became this, and I became gesund, and this was gavaldik, so I made a gavaldik yontif. He says, what happened now? So what did I lose? The only thing is I lost the money. But I'm still now gesund, and I understand the different aspect lie in life. I know things can change, this can happen, and every day instead of spending the money for the fool, I don't need the fool anymore. Now what do I need? I'll invest, I'll start my whole life again. So the Yetzias Mitzrayim, every time we see Mitzrayim, the Avyen, the Yoz, the Gemara, Gavaldi, the Yontof, we get a Gavaldi Mitzrayim. So what happened? So we got the Torah, we got... Now you ask about Klaya, Torah, Mitzvahs, Dervus, as Mamesh, B'ni, B'choy, Yisrael, Klaya, so as Goy Kodesh, Ram Lechaz, Goy Hanem, Goy Kodesh, we knew now who we are, we're based. So what did we do? So we get into Goz, we did a Vez, we got smacked around. What did we lose? We only lost the Ashiris of guilt. Aber der Ruch ist die Gemeinde, wo wir gehen von Yetzias Mitzrayim, das bleibt man tun seibig. Sagt er also. Scoop now after Yetzias Mitzrayim. So what do you walk out with Yetzias Mitzrayim? If after Pesach, it comes out, that you didn't walk away with anything from Pesach, so what did you fucking do? But still you're a mensch, you're back into the cement, you're nothing. But if a person realizes, as at mitgenommen as ach, from Yetzias Mitzrayim, and even though he lost the Asher, his taka, yen Hashem, so many gosh, Mr. Gashi, he lost, he still had the gewaltige limude from Yetzias Mitzrayim, he's a mensch, he's a bechush godel, this chas v'shom, he's back into Mitzrayim where he started from. Mutter chas over, when it's a gewaltige yesod, noch amal, with Tysus Mayim Akoymes, when it means, eis Asher, he's a lalti b'mitzrayim, Leman tesape es bincho ves ben bincho. You should be mesape that Indian of Yetzias Mitzrayim is Eisa Shei Salalti. You have to teach your children and yourself the music of Noira Alilois. And what's the Malach of Noira Alilois? So we went through this week a few shlavim of it. First thing I told you is that the first you saw that Ableib Chasman told the Talmidim when they get to Ramotla Oshmane. He says, Eres Rovin Oshmane, Echim Rovin Stuchin. As if he Mishach Nishrani, Mani Gishach Nishrani. The first thing is no that little affection got mishachnish mein geschäft. So when somebody has a cash, so look, it's mishachnish. That's the first thing. You don't miss it. The second shlav I told you was a gewaltige yisod, which brings to a tremendous achno. What's that cash? What's that cash? It was as a gefällig. Left them with a cash. So what's the difference? So where did the gemaisa? It was a mice and a posse. He touched his very, very good in the posse. It was once a rov. Choshevirov, that had a gewaltige zoon, was mamash ha-pa'er, alam gewalt hobben, everybody wanted him. In Vienna Stadt, it was only, that was mamash, only mazal ha-psochem. Something happened, it was a gimme, they was a gimme, a drey, and the person became a Osher Muflik, and with a lot of connections, pull and push, he got him for an Eidim. Look, after the chasnad, now this person was a rich person, was a knack, and he has the Rav son for an Eidim. So he wanted palsy with the Rav. He wanted the Rav, he wasn't going to sin. Like it was before, like he was hotnish with them, hotnish with them. So he asked him once, he says, Achashtein, she loved the Rabbein, but I dach the chatonim. Before Bisham, I was only saying, I thought, well, we chatonim. How come you don't talk to me? How come you're mirachit? You mirachit yourself for me, you push me away, b'shnei yotayim, why is that? So he talked to say, gichlak frek nakasha. Tos frek nakasha. He says, why don't you think for a second, maybe it's the catch why I was mishadach myself with you? Well, you think I'm a rov and I fool for money? Why was I mishadach with you? Did you ever think of such a kasha? He looked at him, he said, state in the pasuk, Zoyis chukis ha-terdish ha-tziv ha-shem leimor. What's the choyk? Klaisikum tataina. Oh, what's paraduma? What's a choyk? Matayis ha-tamei, what's going on with paraduma? Chaisikum ta-greis ha-kasha. So you're reading the post, the title of the post. So is chukas atoyer leveisot the chukas shat siva Hashem leimor that the Yehudah talks to you. Do you ever think of that? You were Mitzrayim, you were zero, you efes va'ayin, you molly luchluch betchet v'sus gefelach. Then you come over to Boishom, can you please put some in paraduma? Paraduma, that's what you want to know. What is the Rebbe said, Boishom, why did you teach me Torah? Once had a chavrusa, a younger man who was 20 years old, who was a iluy otzom, So I prepared, we're learning Psachim called Shots. It's not easy painting. So in order to learn with him, even though I was 10 years older than him, I had to prepare. It was much harder to keep up. So I prepared well with all the cheating for him with this and that. The kids I got the Maimon Kremis. Kids, I once got him against the wall. So he says, what's trapped in the Gemara? So he started yelling at me, who are you? Who are you with this cash in the Gemara? He said, who are you? What chance do you have in the Gemara anyway? A Bayan Rova has to be in Yashav themselves to you. I don't know what they got. But then after a while, he got out of it that way. But after a while, I realized he's right. What do you mean you have a kasha? That pistol. You should be happy to let you into the yeshiva. As molosta, as a mensch, moluchu, like you. They let you into the yeshiva. This is time, Gavaldi. Is those the eshizach, is noida lilo. Vefreksaka, who are you? That's a fanfi. What's an afkiminu? That's a chlalish fanfi. It's a different mahalach of the noida halila. Yeah, we said that it was a different mahalach that Bachal Mekenesh Hashtayin Diyevish is not so good. And then we're getting on to this mahalach, which is the hardest one to understand. That everything is pre-planned. Everything is prepared. Those of the 12 Sukkim Dutton at the end, Pashas Vayishlach, was the Chayrid known, the Chaps of Hoshtetah. and the Sifri, the Zayah Kodesh and Sifri Ali, and all the Talmid Amri go through these psukim. They say, and here is Talmud, every single thing that's going to happen. Every single thing. There's a plan how the Welt is going to be played. There's a system how it's going to be done. And that stems even with Yemaisim. We don't understand how it goes. And it's a Pella, and it's Mechusim of Bnei Odom. Oh, but this is the Mahalach of the Bria. And that was the Medesh. I told you, it was half of a fellow, the Medesh state in Tachuma Yitzayin. In Shmoyz Yitzayin. Hamovas Masukin hoi Yishiyovid Oilam. Osirah mevi Mabal Oilam. Asidim hoi Yisurim Lamed. And Yisurim Kavim Mei Homon. Yisurim Lately Shabbat Mim Mitzrayim. Shem Bafesh, you're going to go down to Mitzrayim. It was in the plan. And those gate that I know a little. Those gate that I know a little. Achas Hayomim. Shtey. Achas Hayomim. Di Shalmi Shtey. Ke Eish Yomel Yaakov. Yisur Ma Poel Keel. As the Malachi Asherus. Then we saw them going to stand online by Yevi Pash of the Yid. Please explain us the Malach of Nair Alila. Because then Achas Hayomim you're going to stand backwards. Reisis Achoyrai. Upon a Leiro. But once you pass it, by Achas Hayomim you'll understand. Vaita. Ui Gevalt. Now I understand what the Eish the Malach of Nair Alila. Peter Santa Maisis, that's a Chassidish Maisis, but to me it's a Geshmak. It teaches us a Gevaldik. There was a great Tzadik Samuel Rav Dovid Tolner. He was a very big, his father was a Rabotri, he was a big Baal Moifis. What? Height is going to be outside, right. That's what I'm talking about. Their great Tzadik, he was a Moididik Baal Moifis. Thousands of people used to come to him for Gevaldik Aitzis. He used to go around Mamish to collecting stock. He was Mavaz himself to collect stock, he himself. Whatever the money that he had, he gave away, although his house was a little bit more fancy, like Rizm style, basically. But he gave it all this havek. He had a minig that in Pashas Achrei Mois, he never would get an aliyah since he was a yingle. He never took an aliyah in Pashas Achrei Mois, even in Yom Kippur, begit of the Rebbe and aliyah. Oh, but when you learn Achrei Mois, never. It came the Shabbos that they learned Achrei Mois. The Shabbos that you learned Achrei Mois. By Mincha and Shabbos. And he went up by himself, he ran right, and he got an aliyah. He took himself to aliyah. It was a pillar, everybody knows he's. He, for some reason, he runs away from Achrei Mois. And he went and took the aliyah, and that week he was nifter. I understand, so the message went, I'll go, grace of going, a grace of tzaddik. And I didn't know that his yotze was today, but our koponim was in the week after that they learned Achrei Mois from the week before. Our koponim was the Ish Kodesh Venoira. His brother had a nephew, an enikel, that was the Edom from Abchaim Tzanzer. The Horan's title, a Rebbe. It's a Moyadik Amench. He used to run after his great uncle to be yearning from him Adla Hafid. Now, this person, this Ramot Chadoif, this guy said that it was a going noira in Mekvois. And Meir Arik said, when the Sefer came out, he said, it's not Shaykh Emsos a boy in a mikveh without using the Sefer. It's that Netil Sidorim in Yonah Fagdushu was a half of a fella. Rather, Rab Chaim Tzanzi, you know, we took him for an Edom. Usually, I swear with Edom, you fail each other, you know, this and that. I'm going to see if my Shver knows in this and that. I'm going to see if, and the Shver, if he knows anything, you have to see what Edom is. Well, I said, but then learn it to see Avu out. Rav Chaim Tzanzer didn't do that. He wanted to know when he goes to the mikveh every day. He wanted to watch to see how he goes to the mikveh. He has toivel sich. And Rav Chaim Tzanzer took him out to Edom because of the way he toiveled himself. It's a passion with Nayatma. A bunch of Mesnagdim Litvakas. You don't even know what it is. You don't know the Mesikas, what it means to stay under the water and to come out. And I am mensch. Try it. Hamuru, Kitav Hashem. Gates of the mikveh. Emelayo. Somebody told me, I'm a Litvish of God who once went to the mikveh Erev Yom Kippur. So when he got out, he told his chavah, so let's do yours, give him a bissel kilo, the vase. The whole kid, half of a fella, taste the mikveh, gay around. You read the Reader's Digest anyway, right? You listen to CBS, gets a chatoivel zayn from side to side. You go on the shot. Kopon Rav Chaim Tzanzer took his Edom only to see the oiven and the tzura, the way he's supposed to be toiled himself. The roof guy had up, he got the kavonis. He saw it on his face, I had to mention that. The heaven mentioned, he took it for an Edom. Akupon me used to run to see his great uncle, Zabdov Tolna, and to see the way his Hanhogis were. No, and Hanukkah is a highlight by Grace Tzadikim, Kyadua. So he ran to see the way that we had Sintlich. What does he read Sintlich? Which is a moment that I avoided by the freedom of Oslitvakas. We go, Mamish, we call Blutik, we go home and make a Havik Meir's Dortmund. Shachanukkah, Dortmund, we sit and eat a bunch of latkes and play a little dreidel and come back to Yeshiva. But by the grace of Mensch, it was a void of Neuro. Now, in Abdul Tulna, there was a revolt. Mamish, hold it, a Mensch is standing one at the top of the sea, we had Sint Licht. Is he goes over to one person, he's Mamish, a cool mashav, his face is red like a bee. And he's sweating Mamish from his Ungestrain Kate, he's getting ready to his Achonis, till he went to the Chanukah Licht. So he goes, everybody's standing around, he goes, here's one person. So, Mamish, a dying vibe is a psa, cool, it's a name. It's a guy, Mamish, from Shvashem. Ich sage so, aber wenn der Netzeher, wie tust du das? Du sagst, es ist auch gerne eine Verbänkung der Netzeher, und du denkst dich an, hey, man muss nur wieder bergen, so, what is he walking? And everybody's looking, was will it ever? Then his face gets a billion times hotter, and he goes over and it sends the licht, und er, Mama, she is not by her own. Now, his nephew, his great nephew was there, this is Rabbi Moshe Ben Weinstein, he was standing over there, and he was looking at him, and by him it was no pella. So they crowded around him, they asked him, he said, what's the fucking tongue? What was he doing over there? He says, Pasha. He says like this, Be'emis the halacha is, Me'yoylo me'yoylo the shechina l'mata me'yoylo. The shechina does not go down l'mata me'yoylo. What happened to Abetzim v'chanekalich? Chanekalich is dafka l'mata me'yoylo. V'itum nazach, v'ifashtem nazach. So this wasn't the teretz. So the Arizah has stelt sich das. So the Arizah, ben tarab the loshim of the gemore. Itzach gutza, goch v'loch shla. If your wife is short, is you go down to her. You don't tell her she should get up in a bankel. You go down to her. So the Arizah goes to Chanekalich. Everybody wants the Aragonis. So how are we going to do it? Am I going to have to get up on the bankel? Say, okay, Tate, give me the Aragonis? Or say, no, Tate, I'm not good to men. Do beg Zacharab. But I'm dying by it. Kleisel is Itzach. I'm not dying by it. Goch of Allah Chesla. Is that Tzadik to bring out by him this Gavaldik and Egesh? So he was master himself of this thing. So he said, if you would have taken a look, was the Zena, the Mitzvah, don't get it, the Oidus, the Aragonis. Is given in Gehimu. State in the Hilkes Forum, we don't understand it. Once you snag them, and the Shaykh is anything, come that we Yidin, Boch Hashem. So next that we're Gemalt, now Mothers are Yidin. We wear Yamkov and Tzaitz and Tzaitz, so we know that the Mothers, you look in the mirror and you put in it, feel, oh, yeah, I'm a Yidin. Oh, but the people that know that the Yidin, do the Chuduch at the Bein. And the Vesa, the Achanik is the Oyra Gonus, Oyra Gonus. Some people used to put a Streimlach, the Tzadikim, they used to say, Davke, without a Streimlach. Because this is the, it's a good, because we are short. And this is the lowest day of all the types of yontif, dreis and rabbonin, where you wear vachdika clothes, you go tafka l'mat miyud, and then you masik the aragonis. Ushnei te heilik esmoni. That those people who are zugestelt, we have no musik, but it means the aragonis, don't mention, can then retroactive how everything fits in. The aragonis is a lichtikate of achas hayomim. The aragonis, the Yevish said, and we have it in the Chumash in the beginning of Bereshit, and the Yevish was mastered till achas hayomim. In the yontif of Chanukah, vibalte itzach gutza, vibalte froyisei nidri, kum te kavayochel, zog tarizal, te kavayochel, kum tarok lamatim yud. And a person can be zeuch at the musik of noira alila. You can be understand everything, everything will be so clear. You'll be able to be masik from one end of the world to the other. Vesish was avil das mein. This hasoga of noira alila is, noira alila is, which ba'achas hayomim, which every ish poshet is going to understand it. It's grace tzadikim on the hasoga Chanukah gan. A koponim, the sort of Noira Alilois, Sokta Rabbeinu Bachai and Pasha's boy, Eis Hashem, Salalti Minitzrayim, that everything's programmed, pre-programmed. Kol HaPulis Alilois, Meshukulam Nimshachu Benetzolois, Men Aliyah Rishoyna, it was Netzal Mimenu, he's Noira Alilois, who don't come to Reis. Everything comes back to the Yehbisha. Tosh Tal Tamek, Rabbeinu Bachai, that's what you take a look at Pasha's Belashis, the Pri of the Gemedish, you state, Vorit sois is soyu vavoyu. Vachosh rab neisoyim. Zog soyu za golus. Za golus bovel. Voyu za modai. Choshach yovon. Avnei tohoim za golus mamdach as alishu ashen lecheike kumayatayim. There's no limit to the malchus from the Catholicin. Yimach shimam. They put us down a shlit on us. Till the end, till ba'achas hayom for so many years. Shnei to befeish in the chazal. When the Eivsh made the bria, he made it that we're going to go through these four things. I sung the tshuva. I'll do tshuva and I won't have to go to the golus. It's not going to help. Tshuva only takes away, at most, the Aveda, but you're still going to have to go through this. People have to go through certain things. You don't realize what you have to go through. We'll soon have it, this new shlav that you keep in masik v'chomer is. It's a certain, even chatoyim chas v'shalom. Some people have to go through those chatoyim, even though they don't want to, we'll start to see from Yehuda. Things that they did that was a plea later. Because it was noira alila. It's like someone doesn't want to learn how to swim. I remember when the first time, I still can't swim, Mother Yoyim. So I remember, it was a camp of goodness. Oh, don't teach me how to swim. Four guys grabbed the hold of me, they threw me to the pool. I tell you, I almost drowned. That guy had Rachmanis, and he pulled me out. I said, Ada Yoyim, I still have the pach. A different time, somebody did that in Lakewood. He's going to teach me how to swim. He told me I should go into the water and go like this with the feet. So I went to the room, went to the room, I was just going, God, nothing happened. And the guy, and I was, so the guy told me he had a, maybe, he knew I'm a Letz, but he thought maybe 1% that maybe it's true. See, when he pulled me out, I remember Shas Mice, I saw him drowning in front of my kids. I still can't swim, I don't know how to swim. He's going to teach me how to swim. So the Mensch will just drunk in Chatoyim. So the Eivsha takes him near the water, his man, push, arayne the vasa. I'll teach you how to swim. There's certain times people don't want to go into Matzovim. They say, no, 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 before they know what they're in it. Because the Hashkocha wants it. It's not Alila, because you need that training. You don't realize why it's good for you. One day you'll say, thank you, you'll understand why you had to learn how to swim. And there's certain Matzovim, we have to go to Golis Yovam, we have to go to Yovam, Poris, Modai, Mitzrayim, and Edom, Yishmoel, all these things are pre-planned. And there's nothing you can do to change that. I say it's a Pella, you're right, it's a Pella. This is the training course. He calls even another fighter. In the Leshen, Rabbi Yashar said that he writes a whole beard of Omuk. He brings that from the Goyin, the Mudi Diki Sod Godel. We started a little bit in this last week. Take two people do an Aveir. Ah, Dos Azei, Kumoy Shikostov. One person comes back, the other one doesn't come back. One person makes it out, gets out of quicksand, the other one doesn't. Fabos. Sachapella, why? We're both Yidden, we both have Charotah. Why is that? Reuven gets out and the Shimon stays in the mud. He never gets out, his whole life has changed. And it's ruined, and it's Mamish Gefella. Fabos, that's it. Vil Kenef Kenes Nishvashtein. Dov Shol Be'achas, a state in the Gemara, Shol Be'achas Ve'olso Le'edro. That's what Rashi touches. Shol Be'achas, Shol did one Aveda, and he lost the Melucha. Dov did two Avedas, and Le'olso Le'edro. He didn't go to Vifashtei Slazazah. What's the difference between Shol and Dov? Ben Shona L'molchay, Shol was so rain and shade, it was like a kid, Tinek Ben Yoyma, he had no chet, only this fear. And because of this, it was a Rob Gitras, kid from everything. When Dover HaMelech did, he was, oh, damn, it's a good time to see. And Dover HaMelech gets out. So the Kenny is the Shvashtein. It's totally in Noida Alila. Some people can get out, and some people can't get out. You say, the boy something. But a person can't use that as a defense. Okay, the boy should push me in. Otherwise, you see, I really didn't want to do this. You know, so everybody bets you can get out. You really, if you're holiva, you really can. But sometimes a person, like the Gemara Yuma says, he doesn't have the Siyat and the Shmaya. He doesn't have this person has the Siyat and the Shmaya. No. Mashal explains why David had the Siyat and the Shmaya and David and Shaul didn't. That's a Mzundut Shmuz. But I'll call upon him, the Noir Alilakate is on Hogan that a person sometimes has to go down in a very low Daganik, Mamish can never get out. I told you once, a Moir de Gemaisa, it's Kedai to Chazmanova, for his main Kedushas Yisrael. Rab Chaim Belin, Kedur, Rab Chaim Belin was a Moir de Gatzadik, and every week he used to say Shira Shirim, he used to say, you know, from McClough. On Friday, out of Shabbos, he said, Mamish, Gvaldiket Vekas, Gvaldiket Mois. People used to come just to watch him say, the Shira Hashirim. When it was Cholomoy Pesach Shabbos, when he said Shira Hashirim, the Shechem, who did the mention, came to hear him and said Shira Hashirim. He was elder to mention every time he came to the Pesach, Hinuch Yofana, Yossi, Hinuch Yofana, Inayich Yoinim, he used to cry and cry. No one stared him as the Enikov, no one would dare ask him anything. Because the Zayd is misragish, but people come and the people were so misragish. One of my yoyzim na leiv, there's nechlosim na leiv. The fashtei said gevuste shira shirim vivadat. He went into the yon. Rabbi Levine, that was the Rabbi Yashiv Shver. He one day Rabbi Yashiv Shver, yeah. So one day he was a Talmid, he was very mekulif to him. He was very mekulif to him. So one day when they were walking home from shul. He was murdered because he asked him for the Rebbe say Shnagish and Snagish. Rabbi Chaim Belin was a gibber. So he said, why are you so the Snagish and pumped by Shashim pumped by the Posek? So he said, when he was a younger manchik, his panosa was, he had very little panosa, he wasn't a rov yet. And he said, it was a moil. Anybody wanted to have for a business, he used to take him for a moil. One day a person comes in, he says, I will let him the rov privately. So he asked Vosa the sots, he says, it's a top secret. I don't want anybody to know. I got a baby. My kid to have a bris. So the Vosa the Grace Sod. So he tells him, Rebbe, there's Esner. He tells him like this. The MSMMC said he shmad himself. He totally went off the derech. He has no shaykhs to Yiddishkeit. He lives Tzivishin the Catholic and says, right over there, Deuton, in the Moscow, Deuton over there. Tzivishin, all the Catholic and Deuton is every black. There was another Tuy, another Tifler. He says himself, he sells all the, which is all the Getchkis, all the Tzlomim, and that's my panosa. He says, if the Goyim are going to find out that I'm a Jew, and I'm going to make my kid a bris, Eshens, they'll lose my panosa, they'll kill me. So I can't have anybody to know. It couldn't be massive. Why do all this person wants a bris? He can't. What's will I mention? First of all, he said, okay, they made up a tithe. He says, okay, so I'll be the mother. Who's going to be the tzaddik? So he told the father, you have to be the tzaddik. He says, no, I can't see with them, my kid, but them. I'll see the side of blood of my kid, but Chalashim. So he says, what do you do? So Rav Chaim Balin thinks of me. He says, oh, good. In those days, there used to be, when a mother gives birth, then the doctor used to make a house call. So you make sure the house call, the doctor makes it, let's say we'll make it at 11 o'clock. He should come there, and that doctor is a yid. And then I'll come over there, I'll come in a wagon, I'll conceal whatever I can conceal, I'll come to your house to visit you, and we'll make the bris 1, 2, 3. Good. Rav Chaim Balin said he went, he tells over the story to Rabbi Levine. So he went, he said, Taka came to tell you the bris, but I couldn't be massive with that, shake it's going to Marcus Rabin, when he wants a bris for his kid. Okay, he went over there, and he did the bris. Did the bris right away, afterwards, the person wanted to pay, he says, no, you're not a mukma. But Rav Chaim Balin said, but the minig is by me is that after 3 days, to make sure that everything's okay, 3 days after the bris, the father of the child has to come to me and tell me how the kid is doing. So I don't want any money for you, but you come to tell me how your kid is doing. He's in Rav Chaim Balin. When he went inside the house, he said, went right to the baby, because it was to make sure to get in. The way out, he took a look, was Tutschim Yenishtub. Oh, you know a picture from Yoizel and there, Yoizel again. Yoizel has 25 different faces and different this. And it's slum and the things. He couldn't get over. And outside, it would slum. He didn't even have when he went in, where he was going. Such a mess, a place to make dirt and lachnis and the piece of shavram. Didn't clap. Good. He went back home. 3 days later, the person knocks at his door. He says, Rebbe, yes, me, I should come back. I'm back. So he says, how's your son doing? He says, okay. He says, that's great, fine, okay. I'll go. He says, let me ask you something. He says, tell me why you wanted a bris for your kid. I mentioned that Shmar himself, that lost everything, that gave away everything. They'll never get out of Gehenna. Actually, you tell me why you want to get out of this? He says, let's say I want to do tshuva. One in a million chance that I'm going to do tshuva. All I do is I have to close my eyes and I remember. My mom at McLean, at McKish, at Banach. Feed my Gemachta option. I take my Bar Mitzvah. Feed my Gelein Gemolle. Feed my Dongetan Tfilin. I remember Purim. I remember Simchas Torah. I remember Yom Kippur. I remember Rosh Hashanah. I remember Sukkot. I have such a wonderful memory. Okay. He said he had bad friends. He didn't want to have the derech. But I can do tshuva because I have something to lean back. But my kid is growing up. Mama's like a Catholic. How is it Chai Chazazach? I should put my kid in a matzah, but it's impossible for him to ever know that he was a Jew. Just can't use that. If I had a gevolt, that's my kid's design, gemale. One day the kid said, what's the talking about the hagoi? But the mother said, that's gemale? Oh, even the ham, oh, the efshik and the chayid. And then, if he wants, he can end up doing Jew. But the b'chaim b'lein gizog, the shtetach in Chazal. What's the shtet? Hinnach yofer ayosi koidem achet. Hinnach yofer ayosi achra achet. What's his ayoyne? And the Gemara state the Yoyna, how far does it look? The Gemara said, let's say you have a Yoyna, you don't know which Shoyna belongs to. So you have to take a look, 50 amps. He says, but if the Yoyna goes too far, if it has to make a turn, it won't make a turn. The Yoyna that's at least 50 amps away from the Shoyna, that's where it belongs. But if the Yoyna, because the little Yoyna will never go away if it can't see its mother. It's going to go as far as long as I can still see my mother. So that's the Chazal. Yinuch Yofra Yossi, Lufnechen. That's the Yoyna, Yonossi, is before the Chet. the Yonah is after the Chet. After the Chet, a person, even after the Chet, how far is a person going to go? So even if Chas HaShom, somebody finds himself in a matzav, he's not a lilo, he's not a matzav Chet. He can't just say, I'm going to buy you something, he made me, I should do such a avera. Made us say, you don't like me anymore. This, most people, the kids at risk. If you speak to people, I have lechem, have to do with these kids. And I speak to them, why? Come back. And they say, nah, I did so many of this, I did that, I did that. And he has the koich, the strength. Yevsha hates. I'm going to say, he says, Yevsha hates him, he'll never get out. He did such gifal chazvelis, the gimel chamuris, mit shabbos, mit chazah, and everything that goes along with that. He says, I'll never go back. And it's wrong. Even though Dashko chafirid, even though the person was boy chabira, and the person ended up in such a mist casting, but still the person could still come back. He could still come back. A koponim ben again to this yisod. Me Paul, the person Yeshai said, Me Paul, the also koli adoris meroish ani Hashem, he's showing the achlonim aniu. And me Paul, who does everything in the ganze bria, and everything. If you take a look, the Chazal say that everything was done programmed by the Eibsha. The Eibsha does everything. And even though a person has to say, Gval, why is it that way? Lamosha. It says in the Chazal, even the Medrash Rechon says, Odom, Avram, Yosef, Asnil, Shleimer, Nebuchadnezzar, Shmuel, Yitzchak, Aaron, Yaakov, Yehuda, Yeshua, Shol. Achashverish Roish Lemoichlem. He's the first one that's going to sell the Jews. He's the first one. And Homon is going to be Roish Lekoinim. Now, this was programmed from Sheishish and Eberashis. Like the Pasuk says, Me, Paul, Va'osa, Koyah, Gadis, Meroish. This was planned out. So steht der Fazal, Kiva Shiro, HaKurl, Shachashvei, Shemoiche, Vahom Aleikeach, Yitzchilu Tzavchem, Vei, 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 Klal Yisrael knew that this Noi Alilis, we're going to have to go through this Germany. We're going to have to go through the 6 million. We're going to have to be so like what a Haman wants to. We have to go through this regardless. Chas Hashem, people do avoid it, they activate it, that's the Maisa that they do. Oh, but the end of the story is that you're going to have to go through this. And once Klal Yisrael realized, Gval, now is this Shlav, is Gefelach. Ay, Noi Alilis, it's Noi Alilis. And there's a lot of things that happen to a person. And a person doesn't realize it's pre-programmed. It's pre-programmed. And you have to realize, Eis Hashem, it's a lot to be inside. The Eibishter made it that Paray will not be able to do tshuva. The Eibishter made it that the Yidden will go down Mitzrayim. The Eibishter made it the Yidden will go out of Mitzrayim. The Eibishter made it Paray will not be able to do tshuva. And this is Mamash Noida Alilos. And Eis Hashem, it's a lot to be Mitzrayim. Zalimut. You have to realize you yourself, how much Mitzrayim do you go through? And a lot of times a person says, what are you doing to me? Why do I have to suffer this through? If this is Yerotzen, this is Yerotzen. I accept it and we go weiter. We build weiter. You see, by Odom Nishim, before Odom Nishim was born, Odom Nishim was in the matzav of a goylem. It says in the Gemara, Sanhedrin Lamaches, on Lamed Zayin, how the Eved created was Shah, this, he did this. Then it says, Apostle, Gol Miro Enecha, Apostle, Kintilim Kuflamites, Gol Miro Enecha Vesivcha, Kulam Yukasev Yom Yitzarav Leachabem. So state the Chazal. As when Adam Rish was in the matzav of a goylem, before he was in the total form of a tzura of a goof that the Eivish already would put in the neshama, before, when he was in that hour. So it says, at the Eivish is herlo lo Adam Rish in Sifrei, Masha Osad Lamid Memenu, at she yichya amesim, v'kar koyri lefon of doidar v'doishov, panosov, chachomov, neviov, soifrov, v'talmidov, and the medicine, one gives the medicine, v'rosh, all the neshoyim that's going to come out. And all these people were destined, pre-programmed. I, Bechira, I this. So it stems. It stems. We don't understand. I'm sorry, because I can't say Shnickel. As we can't say Shvashen, obviously gave me my son to the Odom, but it's not our Lila. The person has to realize this son was taught to Odom and Ishnah. Take a look. In the Gemara Bom Tzim, famous Gemara, Pei Hei and Beis. It says, Rebbe wanted to be, give Shmuel Smicha. And he's tried much, he says, and then he said he wasn't Matzlich. Every time he wanted, he didn't get around to doing it. Omar Lei, so Shmuel told Rebbe, like it's time, man. I saw that sefer that the Eibishter wrote down for Odom Rishon. It says there, Shmuel Yachana Chochem Yiskerei V'Rebbe Lo Yiskerei. He said, I saw my name Shmuel Yachana because I know astronomy, and I saw him there. I'm called Shmuel. I'm going to be called a Chochem, and I'm not going to be called Rebbe. My name is not Rebbe Shmuel. So Shmuel, the Talmud of Rebbe told Rebbe, you're trying to give me smicha, you won't be able to. Because it's written that I'm destined not to get smicha. I can't be the one that's called Rebbe, but I can be a chochma, not Rebbe. Zem Befedish, as great as Rebbe was, and Rebbe wanted to give smicha, he couldn't. But what's for stating the Sefer from other Rishon that Shmuel won't have? This goes weiter and weiter. Ad Kedekach, it says in Zoya Kodesh Pashas Lechucha, it says that when the Eibshter says, Sefer told us Adam, he showed him every single Tolda. He showed him every single person what they're going to look like. Dr. Zoya, you might think that, oh, only Baruch HaKodesh? No. He showed him the exact neshama, how they're going to look. Do you know what it says in Nefesh HaChaim, the Ramak says, you want to know how does your neshama look? Your neshama looks exactly like your face, the way you look. It's skin tight. Everybody has a different neshama. Your neshama looks exactly the way your face looks now. It's just that it's cloaked now with flesh. But after the flesh is removed, those that can see the neshama looks exactly like that face. So stated in Zoya Kodesh that the Eibshter says, Sefer told us, Adam, that the millions and millions of people that were going to be born, billions, the Eibshter showed Adam and Ishan, every single person what he's going to look like. Every face and every tumas and nefesh and every mice that's going to happen to everybody. Where's the Bechira? That Sefer told us, Adam, no, Lila. It's pre-planned, but you have to realize, a lot of Matzovim that you go through, is Hashem, it's a lot of Mitzrayim. And now that it's Eftir Yitzir Mitzrayim, you have to be makabel everything that happens, and Imayman, and Imayman, and Imayman again. The Eishah showed Avram Avinu by the Brisbane Absalom. He said, Kachucha Eglo Mishuleshes, Eiz Mishuleshes, Ayin Mishulesh, V'Toy V'Goizel. What are these five things? Eglo, Eiz, Ayin, Ayil, Toy V'Goizel. V'Hine, Eima, Hashecha, G'doyle, Nefeles, Olov. What's the defin of Zachem? Shtei the Chazal, Vosmeitis, Lecha, Freitel, Pig, Nabalezen, Medrashim, Lefin, join us. He says, Eglo, that's Edoim. Eiz, that's Yovon. Ayol, that's Malchus Modai and Ponas. Toyer is Eilu B'nai Yishmoel. Shteta has Yishmoel, and the letzta tkuf from Yishmoel. I always tell you over this Rashi, people don't like when I say over the Rashi. Rashi and Sanhedrin Tzadik Ches. Listen, Kloimer, the second Rashi. Asidin Paras Mode Love Al Bovel Velechta. Iran is gonna capture Iraq. Gendi. Vinismala Koleritz Bovel Chayolos Pasoim. Fisusim, that's gonna they're gonna be Mamala. Iran is gonna take over Iraq Lagami. Umishom Bon La O Eleritz Israel Veloch Noisa. Anybody have a pen you want to cross out the Rashi? No matter what you do, you'll never make up this Rashi. Ending. Now for us, it's only a story. I have children next, so it's not easy. Just came back. I come back for the Koisel, so I was in a rush. So the driver told me, oh, we're going to go a new way. He took me through the Arab place. I tell you, it was filthy. I swear, they live filthy people. I was sittering. He says, no, man, I don't know. He took me, these people, Gewalt and the Arab. You see the way Obama is moving into the place. Everything is Israel's fault. We got out of the doors. The UN is going to soon claim no more state of Israel and give everything back because Israel is making a lot of tzoris. It's not Obama. It's that this is the Avish himself. He told it to Avram Avinu. Torah, Israel is going to take over. And we're going to have to live through this. We're going to have to live through this. Live through this. It's not going to help talking to your senators and the grace of mamish decisions they're going to make from the mixed seating, how good the conventions, and they're going to come up with tremendous, everybody has to, doesn't speak to him and write letters to congressmen and this. It's a going to self, I'm going to self. You don't like it? Noir Alila. Brace yourself. We don't know what's coming. There's a Noir Alila, we're going to learn how to swim. You don't like it? Too bad. You can learn how to swim anyway. And this Eis HaShem is allowed in Yitzrayim. There are people that are going through such Zayim Adur Gehenna. Such Noir Alila de Gematzov. I mean, the Askona Shevel, Loi Aleichem a billion times. You can't be massive. Those Tutsuch up in the world where people have to go through. Shuldik Yekinder that are going through, that were just diagnosed. Shuldik Yekinder that have to witness when parents are killing each other. And they're broken and broken until they witness the divorce. Mekenish Lev and Viter. Atatim Gizok Divoch was on Kin Geituch. The kid is old, he's 4 years old. And the tati goes up and says, Kind geituch, it's not shayach to be masig the rice, the klein and the shomel, it's a shticker. The kid didn't do an aveda. But again, to the kid, it's noir alila. We don't know what the hashgacha fears, but you have to brace yourself. Noir alila. Somebody called me this week and told me, oh, last week he smoked noir alila. It was very depressing. Very sorry. This guy's busy with ketchup and sugar and coffee and all busy gashmistic affairs. And mainly, of course, the violence depressed. He likes, you know, the what's it called, the Sesame Street, the Mitzvah Land songs, I forgot, 613, Sesame Street, and Uncle Moshe, and Uru, and all the, he's busy with all these, as they let the nar, let the ruchnis the kavel, brace yourself, there's a real world, brace the boil of Kim, submit a din, you have to go through it, you don't like it, it's too big, learn how to swim. Esa she salalti b'mitzrayim. Remember that the Yitzias Mitzrayim we went down was Noir Alila. We got out, it was Noir Alila. That service of everything is Noir Alila. Farfa, Allah, Stakasha, Hostakasha. Yes, fix the Kashas, fix the Kashas. One day you'll see Oir HaGonis, you'll learn how important it was for your Neshama. Why you had to learn how to swim. But the one of the most powerful Limudim that you have to have with Yitzias Mitzrayim, and this Chas of Shama, Ostagosha, as you come from Mitzrayim, is that the Eber says, Noir Alila, Noir Alila, Noir Alila, brace yourself. How many times somebody told me, that Bemisi lived in Eretz Yisrael was Moedig Matzliach. His kid Leila was crack, he had to move to America. Whole life changed. Noir Alila. The man should became blasphemy. For Shaykh Ayungaman, the Lekor of Zel Zetz, Vishen, Ayungaman, the Bnei Brak. An under the veld, you have a light, Thornton. It's a living Ruchni, it's like a veld. Kashmi, it's like a man. I had to go someplace, and I see what's in that Ayungaman chick, takes off his jacket, with his short sleeves, smoking with his wife, with the Shayna Shaytala, and the mommy says, like, eating gas zusammen. Isn't that nice? Fu hoppen as a Zachi, a Shiva man. Who is the Roimus HaNefesh? Somebody to grow up in America, somebody grows up in Eretz Yisrael, if he stands up to the grace kite of Eretz Yisrael, to the Gedoinum of Eretz Yisrael. Over here, we're starving for one of those. Just give us a little shemitz epis amashu for the halik and ruchni is like a mensch. So can a yoinig sign for the mensch? Oh, we don't have anything. I mentioned say anything. You have a little bit amashu in America. Oh, that's a soul's a reiche platz. Und ashkochet is gefühlt. And who's da sein? No, it's not Noir Alila. It's not a fad, it's Noir Alila. But get it said, it's a Noir Alila. But he doesn't know the tikkunim that he has to go through. Oh, it's Noir Alila. People go through so many different zachets, Noir Alila. And that's the Yevish told Moshe Rabbeinu at the end in the Torah. Vayal Moshe Ma'aris Moya Vayal Hanavoy Vayareu Hashem is kol oretz. He showed him Gan Sa'is. He saw everything what's going to happen. It's Agilod Vaadon. He showed him what's going to happen by Shimshon. It's kol Naftali. He saw him what's going to happen over there with Sisra. It's Eretz Ephraim. What's going to happen by Yeshua? And then it's Ephraim and Menashe. What's going to happen by Gideon? It's kol the Mamash the Gan Sa'is Yisrael. He told him, show him the Gan Sa'is. It's Yehuda Ad Yom Ha'achlin. This the last, that's the Bina Gom of Yom Ha'achlin. It's Haneg. It's Hakika. Chazal and the Chazal and Magal. Moshe saw what Klaisel has to go through. Believe me, I'm a few days older than you. Atate vazeh. And he sees that the doctor says, Dankin, chas v'shom nadur gen dizach. You know how broken you are? He's just totally lost. Far found, your kid has to go through this. Moshe, at the end, achas hayom, he couldn't, at achas hayom of his life. He was told that you're not going to have to go through this. The bir hagoma. He showed him all the mechomas. Everything that was going to happen to Klaiso. Noira alila, noira alila. We don't understand it, but you have to be strong by yourself. You have to be strong. It says in the Moed Nevuchim, it says Klai Yisrael was in the Midbar. They were trained to eat a little bit. And that's where your goof gets strong. Those people that eat sugar and drink and eat the mefres, the maes, these are the weakest people in the world. Rabbi Yashav, Zolazayin Gezunt, 100 years old. What does he eat every day? Rabbi Anleiv, Zolazayin Gezunt, sharp as a whip. Sharp as a whip. And how old is he? He's in his 90s. What does he eat? He eats every day one cup of grounded, like what Tosis brings in Ketzim of Vorchim, that the Hamir Chom used to eat that today, as a little toida. Take dirt and semolina, dirt and bread, and with a little milk, and you mix it up, and then you make a bazoinus and gandik, and that's what he ate. That's what he eats, that's all he eats. Whereas we sit down at breakfast after Halbashah, then if you come to Yeshiva, you have to Danish car! Then you have to every black, and everything's a soda over here, and a soda over there, and a soda over there, and soda machines all over. Is they were trained. They're trained. Chaim Sheinberg, Chaim Pecha Sheinberg. I mentioned, I know he's in his 90s. He's not fresh and sharp. What does he eat? He eats nothing, nothing. Shalashudis, he eats a few pieces of chalava. That's the only shachas that Taim Sachila has. I don't even know if I should say the word Taim Sachila. Shabbos, Kurosal, Shabbos, Zoynik. Maybe that's doch garnish. That's doch garnish. What did Samarov eat? He ate nothing. You eat nothing, you live to the 90s. You live to your 90s. My fresco, my esco, my fresco, my esco. You don't train yourself. But the Rambam and the Klaisel was in the Midbar. They ate nothing. They ate nothing. And that's why they were strong by themselves. You have to realize, don't be an American. Than a gravitational pull that's pulling you down into the mud. Brace yourself. Brace yourself. Matter the Abishon's bench, we shouldn't have any tzaddis. But a person asked by Klai, he has to realize that the Abishon is Noida Lila. And these difficult days, Chas v'Shalom, that's going to come. Chem is going to Magog. We didn't go through that yet. Oh, yeah, yeah, it was the Second World War. Yeah, I heard from Abchatzkel was the Second World War. And the Chofetz Chaim said there's going to be three World Wars. He said the first, the second, the three, the Eshte Weltmachom. He said that at the Eshte Weltmachom, it's an Akindeschwil to the Zweite. And the Zweite is an Akindeschwil to the Dritte. Okay, maybe the Chofetz Chaim made a mistake. Maybe. Okay, you can live that way. I don't. There's going to be three milchamas, and we have to brace ourselves. No, you're not, Lila. Don't you see how everything is falling into place? The whole thing with all the Muslims and the United States and the UN. You know, you guys listen to the radio, you read the papers. I get a cliche. You know what's going on for the news. Don't you see how it's coming? Adrashi is getting alive, how everything is falling into place. I mentioned that this, and it's no, you're not, Lila. We're going to have to go through it. And this is one of the limudim we have to get for Yitzhak Mitzrayim. We're a goy kodesh. We're going to end up safe. We're going to come up in the top. But a person has to realize it. It goes nachfighter. There's a moedet kisot. There's a moedet kisot from the Vilna Goyim. The Vilna Goyim says a gvaldik yisot. What happens to a person right when he's nifter? The Goyim says that from when they take the person from his house to the kever, from. Come again to the levaya. That's why every day I heard this. Come the levaya that always came from Shamgar. You hear it and you're listening. Who is it? 2 hours later, come again to the levaya. Every day, every month, again, don't understand. It's one day they're going to sing the song for everybody. Come again to the levaya. So, Octagon, what happens to the person from the second they leave the house or from Shamgar? When you go until they take him to the base, till you take him to the kever? Is the person is already, the goof is separated from the neshama. The goof is already darted in the box and the neshama. He flies around, hovers, whatever the word is. Hovers over the goof, and he just goes up and back. The goof wants to fly three different places. He wants to go during the, he wants to go back to the plate, he wants to go into the goof, malasnish. He wants to go back to his house, right to malasnish, because till by the end, after they bury him, then the neshama flies around the three different places. That's why you ever go to Ichim Avel and you ever see the mirrors that are covered? Why are all the mirrors covered? Because Fleshka people, with our eyes, we can't see it, but through a mirror you can see it. So the Shukhdach is passing that you have to cover the mirrors. Why? Because a person will look. And then he'll be able to see the number, he'll die from pachet, to see the person walking through. And the Shama flies to the different places. Shaklach, he has no menucha. So up to going, the first din of the person is from the moments that they take him from his house to the kever. It's before they bury him even. What happens? They show him a person, right away in front of him, starts like a mensch. The mensch is so kodesh v'tor, and so noida, the kedusha is so ready for the person, as from pachet, this person, the nifta, falls down on the side. Whatever that means. He falls down from pachet. So they stand him up. He says, Veres does. So they tell him, this is you what you could have been. This is you if you would have used every second of your life for Torah mitzvahs. This is what you could have been. But now that you, this is not, you are what you are, the person finds himself meluchlach b'tsoya, with the words, by they say in the Sfarim, tsoya in this world is not even a marshal for what the real tsoya is, the tsoya of a chet. He's meluchlach ungeladen with fashtunken tsoya, and then they show him Gehenna. They show, this is waiting for you. In a few minutes you're going to go here. Then they show him Gan Eden. This is what you could have had. And he takes a look at the difference. So Dr. Goyen, the tsar from the person, he said if a person, when he was in this world, he would experience 1 millionth of Yenet tsar, he would die. He wouldn't be able to take it. But over there they give him that tsar. They let him show him. And they show him, here's where you're going, and this is what you could have had. And the person keeps looking. And then the neshama is begging, please, let me go back to my house. I should be able to do tshuva to get off this lichluch. And let me have the little Gan Eden at least for the mitzvah I did. No, they don't let him. So if you're going, this is the worst thing. And then the person makes the cheshbon. What did I do with this second? Every single second of his life. What did I do over here? What did I do here? What did I do here? What did I do here? And the person has such charota, and it's just too late. So the going, wake up before it's too late. Before that terrible, terrible moment. That day that nobody wants to face, the Yom HaMisa, when he has to give them a cheshbon, and he realized what he could have been, and he wasn't. So state the Hedek Svar of us. What do you mean? You don't have a choice. Wake up! Hayoyim, because it's small, wake up! From now till you go to sleep is what? 2 hours? 1 hour? What are you going to do for that? Every second. It's not. You have a chira. Noid alila, you have a chira, gewalt. You have a chira. What is with you? You have a chira. Noid alila, but that's his cheshm. By us, it looks like noid. But that's good. We'll soon get to the mamok about both of them shtim. But there's nothing to talk about. A person can do tshuva. You can take a tshuva to take off the avedis. State and Svarim, every single second has a segula in that moment that you can get Olam Haba. Let me explain what this means. I told you last week, I'm waiting to start from Abi Rucham, he touches in the Medish. Oh, it's late, right? State and Kehel is Gimel, a Kolzman! Everything has a Eisla Lachim, Eisla Lelis, Eisla Lomas, Eisla Tas, Eisla Lachim, Eisla Lelis, Eisla, 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 Zman hoyer yes gnet. Zman neuer teva. Zman leitze. Zman avrom shne le mit. Zman le bon of limol. Zman hoyer mit der versteht. Gut hab ihr luchen. In these moments in the world that's mesugel for certain things. If that moment passes and you don't do it, it's gone. When we say zman hoyer, it means that this man is mesugel that moment. We have always here the Gemara Sanhedrin Kuf Beis, the famous Gemara that says, "Vi ba'esahi." Start talking about the Bosmei. Ba'esahi. It's a ganz amazing with the Chia Shalaini, with the ganz Zachar, with Yerovam. Tanim Shem Rabbeinu says, Eis Mezum El Peronis. There are moments that is Mezum El Peronis. Chas V'Shom, nobody wants to like, Shois, Rois, HaMisrak Shois, Lo V'Boil. There's moments. There's moments for good, there's moments for bad. And it lives in that second. If you meet that second, and Chas V'Shom, it's Eis Ra, so the Eivish to Opey then, what's going to happen to the person? And then there's Eis L'Toiva. So to go in, every second has the segula of every second. This second, you mamish, at this very much second, if you have a hirim machshava to say, from yetzer zayin good, kitzuzoy chazayin tzoylem haba. And for a person at this second has a machshava to be foolish, but to fill in alles. What's links in every single second, it's an ace. It could be ace rotzen, machas b'shom ace ro. And this highlights in a person's life. When a person goes to the ace, the Gemara said, they had a list of 15 different types of ace. And then the Gemara says, mokem, everything is totally mamish in moments. You have many times where you've been spelled by Yom Droim. Somebody makes a trip. He goes with the car. Chas v'shalom, it could be at the wrong moment. And a theft and that. What's the whole meaning of Ben HaMetzorim? It's on Hashem, Maran Bekoyim is explaining. I'll tell you one thing to Santa Zach. I heard this from Abdossin. He said, over from Abdossin. Rabbi Abbas said, over we have a Kabbalah for Rabbi Shulay, that the last Muhammad is going to be Nishma with 3 hours. The last Muhammad of the Velt is going to be 3 hours. Hoshana Shol Shois. He said it to him, Rabbi Shulay, Rabbi Shulay, Nasa Tzarov, Mishem Degoin. That the last Muhammad, the Bir Allah, the last Bir is going to be Dol Shol Shois. And Dol Shol Shois, Gaval, the Vase was a Zayan Shol Shois. The Vishnah said, as Yenna lets the Muhammad, Yenna Bir Allah, he says, it's Moshe Ma'ad Avedoim, and the Yevish Gemach Tashtrik, and Allah Yidala, help non to the Shtrik, and the Yevish are going to shake it, B'chol Koichai, whatever those words means, B'chol Koichai. Wie viel Tefila darf ein Mensch haben, soll solche sein, durch Lamm Yenna Sholish Shois. Sholish Shois. He said by davening, you don't realize if you say today by davening, in that Erech Lucha, Hashem Alekene Boil Mazeh, Reins Alos Makel Lucha El Ma'abo, Ezra Lu Ezra Ma'isim, Mashiach, Vino Lu Ma'isim, Kisa Ma'isim, we're praising the Yevish, so if you say, we'll make it through, the Klal will make it through, the Shailas is the Klal. A mensch darf man spalz am so kein Duchleben. All the different types of Eden, all the things that Chas HaShom of this state the mention, of this is a, of Chas HaShom, this is a noida, a lila stick of matzah. And this is what you have to get from Tzias Mitzrayim. The most frightful thing is a person of Chas HaShom has to meet the noida alilois. When there's somebody you can't even ask a kasha to, she's stuck. But Mizayna Ma'amina B'nai Ma'amina, we're going to go through whatever we have to go through. This is a moida dikalibah. I know it's not, everybody likes positive. In America, you have to talk positive. This is about that year from Pesach Kron. He's from the positive thing. My name is Karl McCron. I'm not from the positive. I call the spade the way it is. This is the way it is. Well, this is the limit for Yitzhak Mitzrayim. Brace yourself. We're getting ready now for Kabbalah Satoyla Nochamon. These Tayyak Mitzvahs. Toyla is serious. That's a serious Ach. We can't be Makal himself the Mitzvahs. No, Toyla is too hard for him. He can't do. Amen. Shtavissen. My brother, the Pesach, my brother called me right before Shabbos, a few minutes before Shabbos. He tells me, Kalma, you got to hear Mice, I just heard. So he said, what's the Mice? He says, this is Mice. Right off the press, he just got a guy, people call him in. You know, they tell him Mice because they want to get into his books. He knows that they tell him Mice. So he says, you got to listen to this one. What happened? He said, like this. A guy called me. He says, he's a ger for 20 years. 20 years he's a ger. He says, at the time that he was a guy, he said he was an alcoholic. So he went to AA, something alcoholic, anonymous, something Facebook. I know AAA is taking my dog's life. Why AA is an AA? See what the alcoholic and the kids said, Mama, when you stayed until he graduated, yes, but I'm just getting shaken. He says, for 20 years I'm watching Zerch. He tells my brother, 20 years he's watching Zerch. He said, all of a sudden he felt that he's losing it. Mama, she felt that he was losing it. He went to a hotel, he went to an airport, he had to travel someplace, and in the airport he saw there was a bar there, and he had a half hour till the flight goes. He says, what's he going to do? He was an ice mensch. Here he's mama, she's a yid. Then he's out of the drunken ice. And he's an under the mensch. The yid, a yid. He was so weak by himself, he started crying. See, he ran to the phone, and he called his friends from the... They give you a number to call for chizuk. So he calls, please help me. How am I going to pull through? How am I going to pull through? He said, oh, machazik in the tone with Yossi, you'll pull through. They gave him pep talk. Good, so he got on the plane, levered the gate. He passed by the bar. He didn't take a drink. He says he gets to the hotel, to where he had to go, business, whatever it is, goes to the hotel, and his mom, she says, how is he going to, he still feels weak. So he says, so he goes to the hotel, so he has the key for his room, he made the arrangements. She says, what's your name? She tells his name. So he says, oh, sorry, we gave away your room. So how could you give away my room? I ordered this, you know, ordered before. He says, well, it was given away, but we have a different room for you. He says, what room number? He says, 613. The person says, 613. He goes, wow. He says, take a look. He says, I'm just new to Judaism. I suffer so much. And here I see the hand of the Almighty came out to give me B'derech Remez, 613. He says, you rabbi, you don't know what I feel like. My brother went out of the cave and he called me off the time of the Maisa. Also wasn't sorry for that. Give a cook. A mensch, mutschitzach, mutschitzach. Vanet kumtel, when the Eivsha weist him, 613. You makab once the 13 minutes, 613 mitzvahs, I'm with you. A mensch, not wissen sein. We're a bunch of drunks. And when we go home, who knows what we do? And from now until next Motzei Shabbos, who knows the Benish land? We're all drunks. But remember 6:13? 6:13, the room was soon going to be Makabal to Nochman, the Heilige Tayag Mitzvahs. Makabal saying the Tayag Mitzvahs, we glicklach as a mensch, we glicklach as a mensch. No, you be Makabal it. And be a soldier, be a Ben Chayil. I mustn't tell me a Moedig word. He says, what's the Akdom? He told me this on his Bocha. What's the Akdom in Sosa Sharm? How do you go to the Sosa Sharm? He says, if you take a look at the first page, he says, this is Muhammad's Ponim Ocher. Anis Misadecha Nashis Misadecha Chochem Matipish is such a difficult matzav person to go through. So to Mr. Shem, what's the Eitzah? Miel Ben Chayil. Be a soldier. Be a powerful person. Don't be a yellow belly. Don't be a chicken. Get up and do what you have to. 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 It's such a different training. I get up very early morning. I get up at 4 o'clock. So it was a Bnei Brak. So I told my kid, my daughter, that I have to. I know where the mikveh is. I need somebody to tell me the mikveh is. She says, "Well, which I tell you, 4 o'clock in the morning." So I tell her, "Well, wake up your kid. I'll wake him up." So I woke up my einikul 4 o'clock in the morning. So advised me where the mikveh is. Gave me mitzvah to make a chavisa shavus is. I took him out of bed. I took him in. Then he sat down and learned with me for an hour and a half till the seeker. Train the kids when they're young. Train them to get out of bed. Get out of bed. Samuel over when he said on his father when he was a little boy, his father used to come into the room and he used to open up the window and then he used to uncover his feet. He said, "Boy, it's a cow. He said, Sell the hoof. He used to take his kid. Now we understand for us the grace of the Sigurd, the Sigurd Rov, what he did to his little Yoilish, what he did to him. And then Rabbeinu Yoil, he came and cooked for Zatavakishtov. Because his father got him up early in the morning. Get up, get out of bed, you vault. It's the grist, become a soldier, don't be a shaman. The Yeshua's on this bench, and that we should go through all the nisyanis that we have to, and the Yeshua give the strength, that should always come out on top, we should be makabal, the Torah, we're getting closer, the Helke Teg of Sviya, I don't know if you're in the Inyonim, for the Hachonis for Kabbalah Satoira, sign of a Litvish Oifen, that they used to go to the Memchez Dvorim, and Kelm, they went every day to the Memchez, and then at the last day, they chazer over the all the memches, by the chassidim, they have the different oiders out of the system. Wir sollen sein, great zu. Become a ben chayel, the Yevshev and Salt Bench.
Yes.